We kick off hour number three of the program, Wednesday edition of Three and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Billy Williford, and intern Will with you today. Going to hop around a little bit here in hour number three. Last night in the College World Series, I guess it wasn't even last night, yesterday afternoon, the storms rolled in kind of the way they have here in Knoxville. And currently, the Auburn Tigers are losing 4-1 to Louisville in the top of the fifth. Perpetually stuck there in that moment.
Mm. Longest inning in history.
I hate weather delays cancel. Like, there's maybe nothing worse in sports. I'd almost rather lose a game than it get, like, canceled or postponed for postpone's one thing.
Maybe not in the World Series, though.
Missing it for weather. And you have to sit around losing by three. I guess it's not that bad. It'd be a little worse if, like, was it Auburn that beat North Carolina, like, a gazillion? They scored, like, 13 or 14 runs in the first inning.
Yeah, 13-7, I think, was the final, or 13-5. Something like that.
Anyway, today's schedule, they're going to try and finish that game at noon. Then Vanderbilt, Mississippi State is at 3. They've moved that game up because now they have both brackets having to play in the same day. And then Texas Tech, Florida State from the other side of the bracket is playing at their normal on their normal day at 7 o'clock tonight. I wonder if Tracy Rocker like got the hall pass from Jeremy Pruitt for a second day to stay in Omaha, because I think his kids, it was slated to pitch this game.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if that's a game pass or a day pass. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, Tracy, if that game gets rained out, I need you back here on this recruiting trail. My Pruitt's not as good as yours. Sorry.
I'm not sure how that works. Recruiting's going well, but it's probably going well because they're putting a lot of work into it.
Yeah. And it's, we talked about some of these guys yesterday. It was funny because I mentioned a lot of the players from the state of Tennessee weren't committed anywhere yet. Not just that they like hadn't committed to Tennessee. A lot of people, we talked a lot about it last year, how the Tennessee didn't really make the state of Tennessee that much of a priority. It seemed like they were just as likely to get a guy from Georgia, especially, mm-hmm. as within the state. But this year, it's not that in that whole camp theme deal was kind of a thing. And then this year, though, it seems like there's not even that many kids from inside the state of Tennessee committing yet at all.
But they're in good shape for them.
Right.
When kids commit, coaches really can't dictate that. You just got to position yourself for the ones you want when they decide. Seems like Tennessee's doing that. I guess we won't know until we know, but things are looking up. Trending in the right direction.
Yeah, we talked yesterday about how the linebacker out of California, he liked Tennessee and talked about the city, and then it seems like there's some feeling that the in-state guys are kind of, some of those guys are kind of waiting because they know they have a spot, which seems, it was weird. One of the safeties that Tennessee is after made a comment about he didn't want something to happen like with Clemson, where they like filled up and didn't have any more spots. Tennessee, as they're working some of these players, I think, you know, when you're a team that went 5-7, when you're a team that's in rebuilding mode, you know, you don't really have that luxury. You can't really say, hey, we're going to be full, need you to go ahead and commit. Because obviously you're trying to talk the higher-end players to pick your school over others that, quite frankly, have been more successful on the trail. But Keyshawn Lawrence is the guy that I think Fall Nation Recruiting, maybe even some of the other guys, sent in yesterday. Tyler Bowman maybe on Twitter about how the smoke around him probably announcing his commitment soon is pretty thick. And Tennessee's got 7 crystal balls, all to Tennessee's 100% on the crystal ball to the Vols. And he was the guy that made that comment. He's a top 70 player in the country overall, and a guy that from Nashville, we got right here in your backyard, who said, you know, probably going to go ahead and announce before his senior year, doesn't want to get left out. You asked that question about the early signing period too. Like, is that the reason why they did that? So that the players wouldn't have to go through Christmas and that type of stuff. It seems like a lot of these players now want to even announce and get the commitment announcement out of the way before their senior year starts. I don't know if that has anything to do with the early signing period or not. Like, maybe it does, but it seems like if they're going to have an early signing period, it actually make more sense to do it even before the senior year of football even begins. But then coaches probably don't want that, because then they aren't able to see, you know, they have to lock a guy in and then he has a terrible senior year or he gets hurt or whatever. That kind of be a problem.
It would protect
too.
The high school player a little bit more.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
Yeah, coaches probably wouldn't love that. I do wonder if it should be earlier, though. I guess that makes sense. If you're going to do it, you kind of have to do it then. I mean, basketball, you can have an earlier signing period because the risk for injury is not nearly as high. So you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you mm-hmm. feel a lot better about your basketball signee making it through his senior season. So, of course, you would sign him, lock him up ASAP. With football, especially at certain positions, injury risk so high, a bad year, and all of a sudden you got 3-4 stars with torn ACLs and you've already signed them and they're coming into your program. It's an unfortunate reality, but if that happens and you don't have them signed, you could look elsewhere and see if there's a better fit.
Yeah, yesterday Ryan Callahan wrote for 24/7 Sports. Elite defensive back Lawrence ready for visit, moving toward decision. He has one more visit to make. He's out of Nashville, Tennessee, as I mentioned earlier, Innsworth School. And he's about to travel to Miami on Thursday for an official visit with them. And then after that, it looks like he might be ready to announce. He said a while back that it might be August or September before he decides. But then he updated that recently and said this to Callahan, quote, "I had to realize I'm trying to help my team recruit."
Hmm.
He's ranked as the number 59 overall prospect, number 3 safety in the entire class, number 1 rising senior from the state of Tennessee, according to 24/7 Sports. "I've got to hurry up and get that rolling before it gets too late, especially after, like, the whole Clemson incident to where we can't even commit there no more because all the players took up the spots or whatever. And I don't want to be left out of a school I'd like to attend, so I've got to get things rolling, and I know I can do it." He visited Miami.
Is that him saying I would have gone to Clemson? But they were full?
This kind of ties in with our NBA topic last hour. Is he going to be happy?
Yeah, is he going to be unhappy now?
Will he be unhappy since he couldn't go to Clemson?
Well, you can go walk on at Clemson. I'm sure they'd take you. You want to be happy? There you go.
He's visited Miami before. He said he's going back this time to see how his parents like it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Of course, I mentioned 7 crystal balls, all to Tennessee. Tennessee's hosted him on 3 visits since March. So he's been here 3 times. He says he talks to Jeremy Pruitt every day, along with everybody on Tennessee staff. He stays in contact with them. And Tennessee wanted to get him back to Knoxville this month, but he basically said, "I've been there so much, like, there's no real point. They tried to get me up there, but I've been up there too much, so I'm just chilling right now." And I was just like, "I have to see a lot of other schools, my other options or whatever." But they understand, though, because I haven't been to that many places.
Okay.
So, there you go. That would be a huge one for the secondary, obviously. Really good player. Top 100 guy in the country, regardless of position. Could be the next one, probably.
June. Big month.
Big month for recruiting. We'll come back with more. Stick with us. Hour 3. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to have this conversation?
Yeah.
I feel like it's something that comes up about, it doesn't really come up.
About this time every year.
It usually comes
up
a little
personally,
closer, though. It usually comes up actually in the fall because it's like something happens. And Houston has an issue. coming up this fall. I mean, we'll lay it out there next. Yeah. Welcome back to Three and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Crest, Billy Williford, Intern Will. Appreciate you listening. FM 105.7, AM 1340, all the WKGN broadcast channels here. Periscope, watching live, listening on the live stream, through the app, or the podcast. No matter how you listen, you've probably encountered this issue at some point in your life.
If you follow sports at all, you've seen the conversation. Do you want to break the news or should I? I'll tell the story.
I think you need to do it.
One evening I was fishing.
Sure crossed a bear.
I get a phone call from a dear friend, one of my oldest friends in the world. I answer, obviously. The question begins, what are you doing September 7th? I said, oh, that's a football Saturday. I'll probably be in town, tailgating or something. This guy's from Knoxville. He says, well, I was wondering if you'd want to be in my wedding. I said, yeah.
Of course, man. First mistake.
No, it's not a mistake. There's some people that you just do it.
Okay.
I said, yes, I am honored. Thank you. Like I said, he's from Knoxville, so initially I'm thinking it'll be in town. No big deal. Probably early afternoon. Be able to at least watch the game, maybe even make it. Have to wait and see. It's BYU. He says it's in California. Said, okay, going to California. I found out recently that the wedding will begin at 4 California time.
Okay, nice. Late afternoon wedding.
That's kickoff of the BYU game.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a lot of people are going to call me an idiot. And I say this. Friends are forever. Friends are forever. Certain friends are forever. This is a forever friend. I do not regret my decision. But there has been discussion about this topic. There's been debate for many moon. He went to UT. His wife did not. His wife is from California.
Yikes.
I don't know the exact details, but my guess is this decision was made without really any knowledge of the football situation in Knoxville. And in certain situations, weddings being one of them, when it's the bride's family who is typically footing the bill, picking the venue, and so forth. Nate, I'm sure you probably know, the groom does not always have a lot of input in the decision-making process.
Sometimes the bride doesn't.
Sometimes the bride doesn't. I don't know the situation here. What I do know is that I'm going to California and that friends are forever. And I'm excited. Tennessee doesn't need me there. They don't need me in the stadium. I can keep up with the game when it gets tight, when it gets important. You know, I'll be sitting around.
It's going to be tied at kickoff, buddy.
Well, yeah, it'll be tied, so that's a tight game. But I'm saying when it comes to cutting time, at that point, I'll probably be a few drinks deep, maybe out on the dance floor. Nothing will be able to ruin my happiness in that moment. Tennessee be down 30, I won't care. And if they are winning, how much more excited will I be to be in California celebrating the union of one of my best friends with another group of my best friends. Some I know. Some I've known my entire life. Some I will meet for the first time at the bachelor
party. Are you trying to justify this? Are you honestly trying? When you mentioned,
I'm explaining the situation.
When you brought this up.
I'm explaining
originally,
the situation. I'm explaining the situation.
And I said,
they live in California.
Months ago, this has got to be a show topic. And you're like, I don't know. It's my friend. I don't know. And I said, no, come on. This is – everybody does this in the summer or in the fall and throws it in if somebody has to miss something for a wedding. And now – You're trying to justify this? You even said before, you're like, it's BYU. Day.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was like,
you didn't even
man.
Know the time yet. And you said, I'm guessing, guess when this time's going to be. You foretold
but they didn't,
that this was going to
happen.
But
they didn't know that. They know
the Tennessee football schedule.
They may have not, if her parents scheduled it, they may not have known.
Well, they need to, this is setting up.
This relationship is
being set up for failure.
No, come on, man. We're not. It's not like we're competing for the SEC East this year. Like, if there was ever a year, if there's ever been a 3-year time period where it's like, I mean, it's not a conference game. It's not Florida Saturday. It's not Georgia Saturday.
Would you feel different if it was Georgia Saturday?
I'd feel different, but this Friends are forever.
Could have done on the Chattanooga weekend.
Friends are forever. Maybe the venue was booked. You think about that? Hot shot?
There's a lot of other options.
It's year two, and Jeremy Pruitt.
It's year one of this marriage and the relationship between the in-laws and the groom. And I'm telling you, I have a great relationship with my in-laws. Saw them last night, actually. Hey.
It's BYU.
If that relationship isn't good, yeah, I mean, you're just starting out. This is just a recipe for disaster. You're saying my needs as a man have no bearing in this marriage.
And I'm saying that maybe the BYU game was not a need.
Well, then this guy's not a big Tennessee fan, but you've
That's
said he
not
is.
That's not true. He is a Tennessee fan.
See? I don't think those things
I
go
sat,
together.
I sat
if he's
with,
a big Tennessee fan.
I sat with him and his now fiancée at the battle at Bristol. We had a great time. He wouldn't.
Then she should get it. What? Where's the disconnect here? Is this the,
I don't
is
know
this the
there,
mother-in-law?
I don't know that
like,
there is a disconnect.
Saying we have to
I
do
think
it
they
now?
Live. I think they live in California, and they're thinking, well, it's not like we'd be able to go to the game anyway.
You can watch the game on television.
I'm sure they'll have it on a TV at the venue right after the ceremony.
they scheduled the ceremony for kickoff.
They did not. The kickoff was scheduled for the ceremony.
Kickoff came out, and you didn't know what time the wedding was.
But they had already scheduled the time.
You
I just
didn't
know
it.
Yes, I did not know the time. You don't book a venue months in advance and not know the time of the wedding.
What?
Most of these venues, they're going to have like a morning wedding and an afternoon wedding.
Well,
or it's
going to
take all day to get it set up.
We talked about this for a while before.
Well, I'm sorry for the
miscommunication,
but no, the time of the wedding was probably set the moment they picked the venue.
Okay, right, correct.
I just didn't know it. I found out, and then it was released that Tennessee and BYU will kick off at 7.
I mean, I had to know that was probably the most likely time. Was it going to be a night game?
Yeah, we discussed it. Especially with BYU being halfway decent, we kind of discussed it.
I mean,
but okay,
my wife.
I'm just saying, but I didn't know the wedding venue time. It could have been a noon wedding or a 1 p.m. wedding, and then at that point, none of this matters.
My wife helped our church plan an entire Ram clinic, which is a really big deal, and made sure to get it scheduled around Tennessee football.
Where was this clinic? Where was this clinic?
A Ram clinic is where they do the dental care and all the vision stuff.
Where
like
was
city.
It?
It hasn't happened yet. It's going to be scheduled for like 2021, I think, at Central Beard. And it's going to be this whole big thing. It takes 2 years to plan these deals. And they were looking at different dates. And my wife was, you know, new to step in and say, hey, you can't, don't do it
well,
that
yeah, it's
day
a,
because
it's
Tennessee
it's a
football.
It's a Knoxville event. So, of
right.
course. Of course.
You said this guy's a Knoxville guy. I would think he would have
yeah, but he lives
some,
in California.
All his groomsmen are Knoxville,
Knoxville
boys.
Not all of them. Not
a lot
all
of them.
Not all of them.
How many?
I don't know.
At least three, right?
At least three.
And he makes a fourth. That's four. How many groomsmen does he have?
I'm not. They,
12? 16?
They're not all going to go to the game. I don't know.
You don't know? You're in the party.
I don't have like the exact number pulled up. It's a big text message thread and an email blast. There's quite a few.
Have you had the bachelor party yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
July. Chicago.
Chicago.
Cubs. Hot dogs. Steaks.
Sounds fun.
It's going to be great. I'm excited about that one, too.
But you don't know how many people's going to that, either?
No, we already got the rooms booked, though. It's fine.
But there's a strong Knox. I mean, if he's a Big Ten. If they went to the battle at Bristol, they've got.
He's an alum.
Like, that's a,
he's an alum. Maybe he wanted to always remember his wedding being on the day that Tennessee re-announced itself to the world of college football by knocking off BYU in a night game in Neyland Stadium.
Better wear a cup during that wedding.
Like I said, I'm going to be happy either way. My two friends are getting married. I'm around all my other friends. his family that I know. I'll get to meet her family. It'll be great. I'll have, I mean, I'm going to be in near wine country. I'm going to have a nice glass of probably the nicest wine I'll ever drink. Nothing will steal my joy. It can only enhance it if Tennessee takes care of the Mormons. I'm looking at the positives because I wasn't going to say no. There's 0% chance I was going to say no because friends are forever. Friends are forever.
But marriages aren't. You need to start these things on the right path.
I think he is.
His needs aren't being met here at all. No one even considered that he might want to watch BYU Tennessee.
I don't know that he, again, I don't know that he had a say-so, and I don't know that this game was particularly important because it's year 2 of Jeremy Pruitt. We still don't even know anything
this
about
it. David Ubbin wrote a whole post saying this is the game of the season, BYU.
That's a little ridiculous, really. I mean, you could lose to BYU and win the rest. Are we still calling that the game of the season? Come on.
If you lose to BYU, I have a hard time believing you're going to beat Georgia, Alabama,
Florida,
Mississippi
State. I'm not
saying
it's not an important game. I'm just saying I don't know game of the season. I mean, if you were saying the first big game, okay, sure. Lose to Chattanooga or whoever it is we play. Georgia State. Lose to Georgia State and tell me how big the BYU game is.
They're not going to lose to Georgia State.
I don't think they're going to lose to BYU.
They might not.
You wouldn't care either way.
You're not going to know.
Yeah, I'm going to be dancing and having a great time.
Not if they're getting beat.
I won't care.
You mean mad?
No. I'll be like, glad I'm here instead of sitting in that stadium miserable.
I wouldn't want my wedding day to be on a day when Tennessee could get upset by BYU. I mean, you know what's weird? Tennessee's a big a touchdown favorite at least.
Touchdown and a half.
But BYU's ranked ahead of them in all the ranking every football team in college football.
That's why we're gonna steal the game, sneak an upset. See. I'm gonna get to watch it from one of the most beautiful places I'll ever go.
You're not going to be watching it. You're going to be standing up there.
I'll be watching some of it, at least.
Watching the best man fumble around for the ring.
No, stop. I dare say this place has Wi-Fi. We get to the reception and everything gets settled, and I have some time to kind of pull the phone out. And
it was the first play last year when you knew it was going to be awful.
Yeah, what if I miss that type of first play? Am I really going to be that disappointed?
So you're playing the, this guy doesn't want to watch Tennessee football because it's so bad, so he scheduled a wedding during it.
Could be genius. let's be honest, it could be genius.
The day he got married, BYU beat us by 30. That
could be the smartest, the happiest day of my life. Saved me from maybe one of the saddest. That's how I would spin it.
You're really selling this hard.
Yeah. I'm not even selling. I'm just telling the truth.
They say ignorance is bliss. So if you can,
I think it's a little different when you don't. I think it's a little different if you live in Knoxville and you're going to invite a lot of Knoxville people. And then you schedule it during an SEC game versus I live in California. It's just a couple close friends and family coming from Knoxville to California.
His whole side of the family is Knoxville, right?
No. Well, parents, yes, but brothers and extended family, no.
Bart, are they Tennessee fans? Are his parents Tennessee fans?
Yeah, of course. Again, I think the key here is to understand balance. Maybe the deal was, tell you what, we will get married in California on BYU Saturday, but every other Saturday ever is mine in the fall.
Then that would
that, was that a fair trade, Nate?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
I got, okay. Think about that. I know. In a few years when the schedule lines up, their anniversary will be on a football Saturday, and they will get to travel somewhere and enjoy, maybe here. Maybe Tennessee's in a big game in year 2 on September 7th.
Having your anniversary, that's just recipe for disaster.
I disagree. I disagree. You got to have a little more faith than that, brother. Friends are forever.
In Tennessee football?
Friends are forever. You're just mad because I'm going to miss Thursday and Friday's show that week. Oh, by the way, I'm missing Thursday and Friday's show. I got to fly to California. But I will be back for Monday.
Just shirking
to break it down.
The first big game of the year, and you're just out the gate. 88.
I have a great boss who understands that friends are forever. That's you.
Yeah, I got the message.
Okay, just make sure.
Yeah, that's a good try.
I just called you a great boss.
It's a good attempt.
Who understands that friends are forever? Because you're also my friend.
I feel like you're trying to make a fake argument here. So you saying that I'm a great boss during your fake argument?
I would make the same sacrifice for you, sir.
Write that down somewhere. So just next time.
I mean, with ample lead time. I mean, I found out about this months ago. I've been nervous to talk about it. I don't want to offend anybody because I really am excited for this ordeal.
Yeah.
I just know that in the world of sports, the fall...
Well, it sounds like a great event.
The fall Saturday wedding is a big topic of conversation.
Just timing is everything, as they say. Unless it's real estate when it's location, but, you know, everything else, it's all about timing.
Blake says Houston will literally spin any situation into a positive for him. I love it. We all know how you actually feel, pal. It's okay to spin it, but none of us believe you. You're full of it. A wedding in Cali on a football weekend. Poop emoji.
Hour number three, three and out. Fall weddings. They have nice foliage in Napa in the fall? Or is it just still like summer because, you know, it's Napa?
I don't know.
I mean, a fall wedding like in the Smokies around here, beautiful. Beautiful colors, you know. A lot of women won't have the fall wedding so they can have the gorgeous colors in the background.
I'm not familiar. Sorry.
I'm guessing the weather will be good. September, Cali.
Again, I'm not familiar. But, I mean, it is California, so I would imagine it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Anger Volmoth sent us a picture description of...
That was me dancing at a former wedding.
Yeah, when you find out we lost to BYU by only a touchdown. So.
Yeah, because I won't care. I'll be happy on good wine. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you disagree with my decision.
I don't disagree with your decision.
I'm sorry you're trying to break up a friendship.
I just think
that's lasted for generations.
No, I didn't say that at all. Not
stronger than oak. This friendship.
Not once did I, complain about you not being on the show.
No, you didn't. You handled it with class,
mm-hmm.
Like I did.
Classy folks around here at Fan Run Studios. That's really the first thing that comes to mind when people think of us. Classy.
Without question, really. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Good conversation.
Groomsmen, though, huh?
If it's that, why is that so important to you, that number?
I just thought it was interesting you didn't know. I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know. A lot of weddings now, they have these massive... You know, groups of people. We had a lot. I think we had like 12. Eight. Maybe it was eight.
Eight.
Eight?
Eight appears to be the number.
Okay. That's about average for these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big wedding, small wedding? You know?
I don't know. I haven't seen the guest list.
You didn't even know the time.
Buddy, I just know to show up in my suit and look good. And do the stand where I need to stand. Support when I need to support. Mm. Get the energy up if it starts to dwindle. I just do my job. This isn't about me. This is about my friend. Friends are forever. That's what this is about. I just talked about it in the NBA. Life is about sacrifice.
Would you get married to a female if she wanted to get married on game day in the fall?
It depends on the game and the time.
BYU game.
If it was the home
7 o'clock.
If it was the home opener, I wouldn't care, probably. Unless, you know, if it was a bad team.
BYU?
You know, I don't... Not locally.
Mm.
I think here's the deal. If you want to do that in Knoxville, that's fine, but you have to realize that you're going to have... Really, when you think about it, scheduling a wedding, like if you don't want people to come, schedule a wedding during a football game. I bet it cuts your guest list in half if you have it in Knoxville.
Maybe he didn't really want you to come. He was just asking you to be in the wedding as a courtesy.
Stop.
So you'd say no.
Stop.
John Reed does this all the time. I don't know why you think this is crazy. You know, you ask things as a formality, but you do it in a way so that they'll say no. Like, you know, he offered to like help Cody move, but he really didn't want to go help him move. He did it in a way.
You're saying I was asked to be in this wedding.
I'm just saying it's
so that I would say no?
Yeah, but so that
So you wouldn't feel bad.
You wouldn't
that
feel
he
bad about
offer.
Not getting asked to be in the wedding. It's like, oh, you know what? I can ask Houston to be in the wedding. He definitely won't be able to because his job revolves around Tennessee football, and he's not going to travel all the way
to California. I disagree because I think this person
the biggest
I disagree
opening non-conference
because
game of the season.
This person knows
I'm just throwing
that
out
friends
some
are forever.
You know, there's that study that
it's a brotherhood.
Half the people you consider to be your friends don't consider you to be their friends.
This is not that situation. I know that situation.
But you wouldn't know because that's the whole point of the study.
I have many friends.
You do have a lot of friends.
Do you know how many weddings I've been in?
A lot.
I am an expert groomsman. Expert. I will admit, I've never been a best man. And that's fine.
You're Phil Mickelson.
He won the Masters.
Great golfer, never, you know.
He won the Masters.
Okay. Ricky Fowler.
You need to make a movie, 27 Suits.
I don't think it's not quite 27. It's definitely double digits, though. It's definitely more than 10. I think I'm hovering in the 15 range.
Okay.
15 people wanted me in their wedding.
Right.
What does that say about me?
It's pretty good.
And if I lose out on best man duties to a dad or a brother.
A brother. You can't compete with brother.
I mean, what am I going to do? Get upset?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be so upset that true blood beat brother blood? You know, brother, like friend brother, because friends are forever. No. I am honored that so many people think I am so great because I don't get it. But it reminds me that I must be doing something right in this world that 15 plus people, I think it's plus. I really do need to go count my suits. And I can't even remember how many I've had to had to get rid of. Yeah, rentals and then just suits that I was like, I'm probably not going to wear this one again. Not that they were bad suits.
Don't throw anyone else under the bus.
No. Just maybe they didn't fit anymore. Maybe I was too fat when I had that suit and I don't plan on getting that fat again and, you know, alterations on that suit would just cost too much. Or it was impossible. People think I am fantastic. That is my crime. My punishment for being a great friend is that I may have to catch the second half of the BYU game. I'll take that.
You know, Texas A&M plays Clemson at 3:30, ABC. So maybe you can get a little bit of that action in before.
You don't think we'll have that on in the groomsman room? The groomsman suite?
I don't know.
Football
is much of a priority to this. I mean, the groom leads 100, the groomsman.
100 to 1.
That's why they're called 100 groomsmen.
100 to 1, they play Rocky Top at the reception. It matters. It's blood deep.
I just question people who say that.
Think about how excited that room will be when the Tennessee contingent hears that Tennessee won, and then there's ample beverage, a dance floor, beautiful locale, beautiful people. Mm. Think about how happy I'll be in that moment. And if they lose, doesn't matter because I'm still happy.
You're going to miss LSU Texas too, 7:30.
Buddy, there's a thing called DVR. I'll get back Sunday at like 1 a.m.
Come do the Monday. Show Monday.
Yeah.
You're going to be tons of fun Monday.
I can watch it on the plane.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of fly time. Like 9 hours. I got a layover on the way back in like Dallas or something for an hour and a half. Boom. Somebody will have the Tennessee BYU cut up on YouTube. I'll watch the game faster than you did.
That's true.
Yeah, it is. I know. I just told you. I'm sorry I'm such a good friend, Nate. I am sorry. I'm sorry that is such a bother to you. I'm sorry that you hired such a person.
You're taking this completely the wrong way.
No, you're attacking me.
I'm not coming at you.
You are attacking me.
I'm not coming at you at all.
You're
a great friend.
Me.
In fact, you're
no,
probably
you're attacking
too,
my friend and you're attacking me because friends are forever.
I'm your friend too. You're too good a friend, Houston. That's your problem here.
Oh, okay.
You're too good.
Yep.
You should have said.
Actually, yeah, I am.
Sorry,
too,
buddy.
I'm too good.
Can't make it.
No, because then I'm a bad friend. And I'm not. Why would I sacrifice what
better,
I am and what I've built?
You'd have been a better fan. You better make sure that somebody's going to be in your seat
you know
making as much noise as you during that BYU
You know
game.
Who's never let me down? Ever?
Who?
This friend.
Oh.
You know what has let me down? A billion times? Tennessee Athletics.
Tennessee football.
So sorry, Nate, that I'm choosing the one thing that's never let me down over the one thing that's let me down more than anything else in the world.
You better not sell those tickets to BYU fans. That's all I'm saying.
Give me a break.
You better find somebody
I would never do that.
It's going to be hoarse, just like you would be after the game.
Oh, I'm going to find someone who's going to go full throat for 60 minutes.
Yeah, getting that defense.
Plus overtime if it's needed, because, you know, you never know.
App State.
Shh. Let's not even talk about it. Remember that App State game? We could see each other.
Yeah.
We would look over at each other after a bad play, just shaking our head.
We're like from one section over.
From like 200 feet away, we're looking at each other just like, oh my God.
We were just far enough apart where it's like, I'm not going to go over and say hi, but.
But we can still kind of communicate. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was actually kind of fun.
You at one point, you were sitting there. Everyone's standing up because it was like a key moment in the game. But you had decided that this season was going to be a complete cluster.
Yeah, I've.
And you were hands in. Head.
I never thought we would lose the game.
Up.
I never thought we would lose the game.
It hit you though at some point during this game. Everybody's standing up because it's like a big moment in the game. Like you might actually lose this game. Maybe not. Maybe not. But you had just realized it had just hit you. I think in that moment that Butch Jones was going to be like this whole thing was going to burn down eventually. Like we really knew during that App State game because before that season we said if he'd just get out of the way, let his assistants work. With the players they have, maybe they could, you know.
That was the moment. Do you think I want to be sitting in Section O against BYU and have that same feeling when I could be with my friends in California?
But what if it's the opposite moment?
What if it's the moment that
you know Jeremy Pruitt is the guy?
Then I have plenty more games to enjoy. Hmm. Maybe I'm protecting myself from that moment that I experienced at that App State game. The exact moment where if I had been at home, I would have thrown things, regardless of the outcome. I'm protecting myself. This is a smart decision.
Keep telling yourself that. Intern Will already in the leader in the clubhouse for Houston's tickets.
Boom. Great decision by me. Already sold the tickets.
Will's giving you the maybe.
I've already got interest, so now I can raise the prices.
Might
up.
Depend on the Georgia State performance. They're not very good.
We have
good.
The first bid is in from Will. And now the 10-day window is open. Anyone who goes over starts a new 10-day window.
Okay.
Up until the Wednesday before the game, because I'll be out of town.
Because you're going to a wedding in California.
In beautiful California.
On BYU weekend. So we can't have our putt-putt tournament then.
No.
That'd have been perfect. Late 7 o'clock game.
Well, I hinted at that earlier. That I was like, yeah, we can't do it then. That'd be a terrible day to do it. It'd be too hot.
Perfect.
It'd be too hot during the day for a putt-putt tournament. Can't do it the Friday night before, though, either. just saying. We could do it after the Georgia State game. Nah, it'd take too long to get people back out there. 3:30. What's the next game? That's Chattanooga?
We're going to have alcohol in the stadium. Maybe. Have you heard
it's a noon game for Chattanooga, right?
Yeah.
A little 5 p.m. Tee off. I'll be in town for that one.
I'm going to be out of town. Because it's Chattanooga. That's the one you go out of town
Wait. You're going to be out of town for Chattanooga?
Yeah.
The in-state rivalry?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You're leaving town on rivalry weekend?
I'm not going to miss the show Thursday and Friday leading into it.
Wow. Sam Smith says, big SEC game, I'd say no way. But it's BYU. I think it depends on how good of a friend he is. He's a forever friend.
I'm more worried about the
friends
BYU game than
friends of forever.
Than a lot of these SEC games.
It's a swing game.
Yeah. Maybe, and it's the first one. It's
maybe
first
me being
game.
In California is the luck Tennessee has needed for over a decade.
Of California
and
every
I just
week.
Stay out there. I wake up at 3:30. I Skype into the show.
Can you imagine?
No.
You try and stay on Eastern
7,
time out
7
there.
7 a.m., I'm done with the show. Go for a walk on
Back
the beach.
Sleep.
Run. Maybe go surf. Pick up surfing. I don't know. Shark attacks lately in the Northern Pacific. Got me a little shook. Mm. Not a big fan. Scariest moment of my entire life. Boogie boarding in San Diego. Swimming out. Came up over a wave. Came down. Huge dark figure right in front of me. I'm like, this is it. It was three dolphins swimming very close together. Thought it was one big shark. Never have I peed my pants faster. I apologize for the description, but that was terrifying. They have fins out of one fin out of the water. Could have been a great white.
Yeah.
Tiger shark.
Never know.
I don't know if they have tiger. I think they're more warm water. But a great white, they love the cold water. Did not want to have to deal with San Diego Jaws or the Megalodon. You seen that movie?
I saw that movie.
I mean, come on.
That thing.
That's what it could have been. I was terrified. That could be me, though. I could be California's biggest Tennessee fan. Did you ever think about that? I could help with the pipeline. Go check out a De La Salle game, head to toe orange. Oh, yeah. Henry T., man, I love him. You know, you play a lot like him. You should go to Tennessee, too. Jeremy Pruitt calls up. Thanks for your help at the high school. This could be great. Make me a 3-and-out Fan Run Radio shirt. I'll wear it every day out there. I'll wear it under my suit. I'll party in it after the ceremony. Talk about branding, bro. Give me all of Central California. That could be my spot. You know, there's a lot of money, a lot of tech money out there.
It's true.
Who knows who I meet?
I know.
Maybe they want to sponsor the
sponsors.
The Google Studios of Fan Run Radio. Hello, dollar signs. It's possible.
Just keep talking yourself into
it. It's possible.
We will be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Tune in then for more 3 and Out. The Blitz is next.